Peggy, 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 Lord, Lord, Peggy, Lord, Peggy, Lord, Lord, it's Peggy Lord in person. Thank you, very large. I know that you never heard too much about me, and I don't want you to feel bad about it, because I'm not famous for being in show business. I'm famous for my house. It's called House of Lords. Cause I'm the lusty, trusty buster, busty, fusty buster. And I dig men the most, you better believe that. I'm Lordy, Lordy, Peggy Lord. The girl has tried, sometimes scored, and Lord, oh Lord, I'm that Peggy Lord. You know, one of the joys of folk singing is the ballad, and especially the ballad with a moral. I have one for you. I think you could use it. I wish I was a fascinating bitch. I wouldn't care if I was poor or rich. I'd live in a house with a big red light. Sleep all day and work all night. Well, once a month I'd take a holiday. Oh my God! And drive my customers wild. I wish I was a fascinating bitch instead of an illegitimate child. Well, it was early in December, as well as I remember. I was walking down the street in tipsy pride. No one was I disturbing as I lay down by the curb, and a pig came up and lay down by my side. As I lay there in the gutter thinking thoughts I'd rather not utter, a lady passing by was heard to say, "Oh, you can tell a gal who's boozing by the company she's choosing." And the pig got up and slowly walked away. Did you hear about the girl in Washington, D.C. who fell asleep eating popcorn and woke up with a kernel? Oh, the bride loved her trousseau, the groom loved her torso, and that's why her trousseau tore so. How about the girl that went to bed wearing checkerboard pajamas, made two wrong moves, and got jumped? That's pretty trivial. She was going down a hill doing 90 miles an hour when the chain on her bicycle broke. Well, she landed in the grass with a sprocket in her pocket and was tickled to death by a spoke. A lady has never had any children, but she's had a whole succession of feathery creatures that she keeps in a cage. But her neighbors have a lousy cat. He's always getting in the cage and devouring these feathery creatures. So she go to the pet shop man. She say, "Look, I want a feathery creature that can defend itself against this ridiculous cat." Pet shop man say, "I have just a thing for you." He brings her in the back room, and there, laying on the bottom of a cage, is a big, black, fat, ugly, feathery blob. And she say, "Well, what is it?" He say, "Madam, that's a woolly bugger." She say, "A woolly bugger? I never heard of it before." He say, "Well, madam, what's this?" He pulls out a great big sewer rat. It's that big without the tail. It's pretty big. What ain't got no tail? He put it on the floor over the woolly bugger's cage. Say, "Woolly bugger the rat. Kabam, sloop, slurp, pow! He back in that cage of our that rat in 12 1/8 seconds flat." She said, "That's so wonderful, I'll take him." She brings him home, sets him up in the living room. That night her husband comes home. He walks in the house, sees this big, black, fat, ugly, feathery blob laying at the bottom of this cage, and he say, "My God." She walks in, she said, "Honey, I have a surprise for you." He say, "I can see that, but what the hell is it?" She said, "Honey, that's a woolly bugger," and she opened his cage. He say, "A woolly bugger, my fanny." Ha! kind of grabs you, doesn't it? You heard that story about the farmer, old Hector? It's a gassy name, isn't it? Hector marries Maud. And Maud is about half of his age, and they get along fine for about 6 months, but then Maud gets kind of tired of the whole thing. She starts stepping out on Hector. And one Friday night, she get ready, she go out. Saturday morning, she come back, she got a brand new mink coat on. Hector say, "Where'd you get that coat?" Maud said, "Honey, I want to play in bingo." He say, "Is that right?" Following Friday, she getting all ready to go out again, and she say, "Hector, will you draw me a bath?" He say, "Why, sure." He goes in the bathroom, draws her a bath. She goes in there, comes rampaging out. She say, "Hector, you only put 2 inches of water in the tub." He say, "Well, hell, honey, I didn't want you to get your bingo card wet." I have a very poignant song to sing to you. It's a little tune called Imitations of Immorality. Or the maid maid, or the maid maid. When I was a virgin a long time ago, before Thomas and Richard and Harry, my social commitments were dreadfully slow. Before Thomas and Richard and Harry. But now that those celibate deeds are all done, my social commitments have me on the run. I'm dated up solid, and God, is it fun. With Thomas and Richard and Harry. Though critics censorious say that I'm wrong, I lift up my voice in San Seminole song. I'm so damn relieved that my maidenhood's gone. Thomas and Richard and Harry. Well, when I was a virgin and chased ages past, before Thomas and Richard and Harry. No gossiping fishwife could label me fast, before Thomas and Richard and Harry. But now, since the loss of my virginity, the change in my status wrought changes in me. But I'm not promiscuous, just careless, you see. With Thomas and Richard and Harry. Oh, hell with an E, or Tom, Dick, or Harry. Two little bees buzzing on down the highway. It's late at night, and one little bee says, "Oh my gosh, you gotta go to the bathroom." That little bee says, "Well, I guess you better stop at the gas station." First little bee said, "Yeah, but hurry up, cause my back teeth are floating." Second little bee says, "Well, I see a Texaco station down there." First little bee said, "I can't go in there, I'm an SOB." How about the girl that went around wearing purple panties all the time, cause she found her thrill on Blueberry Hill? How about the guy that crossed a parrot with a lion? I don't know what he got, but when he talks, you better listen. Well, it sure is bad when your lover done gone astray. Well, it sure is bad when your lover done strayed away. You can't eat or sleep, you never feel good, and people talk about you in the neighborhood. Well, it sure is bad when your lover done gone astray. Oh, when your love act like a star of society. Well, it's 2-1, He's full of sin and as one can be. But if you fight at night when you wanna play, then something else is happening to him every day. Well, it sure is bad when your lover gone astray. Well, the first time he see you, he take your hand. He say he gonna bring you to the promised land. That boy love you like no one else can. It makes you wanna holler, ooh man, oh man. Then he get used to you, now that ain't good. He don't spend time with you like he should. Well, you'd go and find him if you could, but you know he'll be back and knock on wood. When I, when your love act like a star of society, well, it's 2-2-1. He's full of sin and as one can be. But if you fight at night when you wanna play, then something else is happening to him every day. Well, it sure is bad when your lover done gone astray. Well, it sure is bad when your lover done gone astray. Well, it's bad, bad, bad when your lover done straight away. Thank you so very much. Do you know that story about the Hollywood actor who walks into a bar and his bitterest enemy is standing at the bar and his enemy is just as bald as a parrot. And this guy hates him so much he walks up to the bar and he feels this guy on his bald head and he says, "Hey, your head feels just like my wife's behind." And the guy says, "Yeah, it does, doesn't it?" Oh, well, it's beep, 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 makes you want to cheer on the farm, oh, well, it's beep, 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 makes you want to cheer on the Leland Stanford farm. My eyes are dim, I cannot see, I have not brought my specs with me. A bartender is cleaning off the bar at the end of a night's work. He's rubbing it off, looks down, sees a little green grasshopper. Bartender says, "Hey, you're something else. We got a drink named after you." Grasshopper looks up and says, "You got a drink called Irving." Well, it's whiskey, 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 makes you feel so frisky on the farm, on the farm. Oh, well, it's whiskey, 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 makes you feel so frisky on the Leland Stanford farm. Drunk, never been able to bag himself a deer. He hires an instructor. The instructor takes him out into the woods. He say, "Now, if you want to get a deer, all you got to do is lay here very still with your rifle propped against the log. No matter what happens, don't move." So they're out there in the woods, rifle propped against the log. Out come a swarm of bees, buzz around this guy's head, go right down his collar. He done move. Half an hour later, two snakes come out, crawl right under his chin, man, he doesn't flinch. Little while later, two squirrels come out, start rushing around the leaves, run right up this guy's trouser legs. He leaps to his feet, starts jumping up and down, yelling and screaming and shooting off the rifle. And when he finally calms down, instructor lights in him and say, "Now you lost up the whole thing, we'll never get a deer." And he say, "I don't understand you, because the bees came right around your head, you didn't move. Snakes went right under your chin, you didn't flinch. Two lousy squirrels run up your trouser legs, you start doing the St. Vitus dance." Guy say, "Well, hell, when I heard one squirrel say to the other one, 'Shall we eat him now or save him for winter?' I knew I was in trouble." Well, it's cold, 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 make me want to jump on the farm. Well, it's cold, 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 make me want to jump on the Leland Stanford farm. My eyes are dim, I cannot see, I have not brought my specs with me. You drink much? Hell no, I spill most of it. A drunk comes running into a bar. He says to the bartender, "Give me a bubble bourbon." The bartender says, "What?" He says, "Give me a bubble bourbon." The bartender says, "You mean a double bourbon?" The guy says, "Yes." So the bartender gets him a double bourbon. Bartender says, "Where are you from?" The guy says, "I'm from Maumee, Maryland." Bartender says, "Wait a minute. Baltimore, Maryland?" The guy says, "Yeah." Bartender says, "What are you doing here in this town?" The guy says, "I came here for the turkey too." The bartender says, "Hold on. The turkey shoot? I says, yeah, give him another bubble bourbon. So the bartender gives him another double bourbon, goes down to the other end of the bar. There's a guy sitting down there. Bartender nudges him and says, hey, pal, see that cat sitting up there down in the bar? Man, he shiggles the tit out of me. What is I'm on the lotto game? Farm on the Leland Stanford. Two lions sitting at a bar, and there's a chick at the bar. One lion say to the other lion, I'm gonna eat her up. And he does. About a half an hour later, he starts to burp. He say, oh God, do I have a stomach ache? Other lion says, serves you right. Who's that barbiturate? On a Leland Stanford. A guy mixing a drink for his girlfriend. He says, say when. She say, all right, after this one. Well, it's hot roast duck makes you want a sandwich on the farm. I bet that scared you, didn't it? I thought I would sing you a children's song, and I'd like to preface it with a children's type story. A teacher is substituting a class for a couple of days, and she not too familiar with the lesson, so she tell the kids, stand up and recite your name. They stand up and recite Mary, Peggy, Sue, Betty, Harry, James, Peter, and she say, okay, now recite your last name. So they stand up and recite their last names, Montgomery, Sullivan, Smith, Jones, Brown. One of the kids' name is Peter, say his last name is period. Teacher say, well, he say period, P-E-R-I-O-D, period. Teachers think this kid is putting her on, but she doesn't say anything. After class, she go to the principal. She say, do we have a Peter period? He say, hell, we don't even have a coffee break. Or a teacher standing in front of her class. She say, all right, kids, you listen for Dan. Won't you stand up and recite a poem? And she calls on Dan. Dan stands up and say, my name is Dan, and when I get to be a man, I would like to go to Japan if I can. And I think I can. Teacher said, that's pretty good, you little... You get it, hey. And she called on Sadie, and Sadie stood up and said, my name is Sadie, and when I get to be a lady, I would like to have a baby if I can, and I think I can. Teacher said, that's not exactly what we wanted. I'll call on you later. She sees this big hood at the back of the class. You're next. He said, don't push me, Teach. He said, my name is Stan, and when I get to be a man, hell, I don't want to go to Japan. I'd like to help Sadie with her plan if I can. And I think I can. Or Johnny came to school late, and the teacher said, Johnny, how come you're late? He said, my mother just had a baby. Teacher said, Johnny, that's impossible. Your father's been overseas for over a year. Johnny says, yeah, I know, but Daddy writes to Mommy every single day. Well, Italian kid at the back of the class say, Maron, what a pencil. Not me. How about the people? They say money's leading the woman astray, but I say that the woman of today smarter than the man in every way. Now ever since the world began, a woman was always a fooling man. But if you listen to my story, I will make you see why I think she is smarter than he, not me. How about the people? I say money's leading the woman astray, but I say that the woman of today smarter than the man in every way. Now Samson was a strong man long ago. No one could have beaten him, as we all know. But when Delilah, she got him on her bed, she found his thing was in the hair of his head. Big deal. Not me, unfortunately. But the people, they say money's leading the woman astray, but I say that the woman of today smarter than the man in every way. Well, now a little boy sat down and cried. Old man passing, ask him why. He say that I can't do what the big boys do. The old man sat down, he cried too. Not me. Yet. But the people, they say money's leading the youth. woman astray. But I say that the woman of today is smarter than the morning. Every way I was supporting a woman independently. She promised to bring my little baby for me. When my baby born, I go see. The eyes was blue. It was a Portuguese. Not me. I'll try. You've been a good boy. Go to my room. How about the people they say? Man is leading the woman astray. But I say that the woman of today is smarter than the morning. Every way. Well, that's all right. The woman is smarter. That's all right. The woman is smarter. Well, that's all right. The woman is smarter. That's all right. Oh, that's all right.